Clover Studios in Hollywood, where tonight we present Warner Brothers recording artist Bonnie Raitt.
Hi, gang. You guys ready? All right. We're going to start out with a Jackson Browne tune, so that's how this is. This is being recorded in Los Angeles. Might as well brown out early in the set. Keep it tight, Will, okay? I'd like to do a tune I recorded on my first album up in Minnesota. I learned it from a songwriter who lives in New York named Paul Siebel. Got some really beautiful things to say from women to men. There's not too many tunes that do that these days. And here it is. If you don't love her, you'd better let her go. You'll never fool her, you're bound to let it show. Love's so hard to take when you have to fake everything in return. Just preserve her when you serve her a little tenderness. If she's a woman, she'll try to make it last. If you're a man now, you'd better end it fast. Cambridge named Chris Smither. Thank you. Charles' record had to have the most tasteless cover of all time. It was called Through the Eyes of Love. It was a picture of these terrible plastic wraparound shades on a purple satin cushion. And it had this beautiful tune on it. We've come a long way since then. There is an aching in my head from the bed I can't get used to. It's these little hours in the dark I dread as I spend my first night. Cling to tomorrow, I'll have to find another way to live the rest of my life alone without you. You taught me how to. I just saw Tom Waits stumbling through the studio. Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Well,
I'd like to introduce the condiments that I play with.
And relish the thought.
Yeah.
I'll have to catch up to you, Freela.
Oh, God. On the guitar, the young gentleman I met in Jack's Bar in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where I used to spend a lot of time barking at the ants.
Watching a fly crawl up a drape.
They don't have drapes. They were all eaten long ago. Will McFarlane on guitar. We've got these guys in the audience that are hooked up to electrical shocks with an applause sign on their seat. They're all doing just great. This is Alan Hand on the keyboards. Dennis Whitted from Woodstock, New York, played with me on that Love Me Like a Man tune on my album Give It Up. Been with me ever since. Captain Lumber, Dennis Whitted, on the drums. Currently adjusting his side instrument, the tuba, which he plays so expertly on this next tune. Man has been with me since my first album. Don't ask me why. His name is Freebo on the bass. Excuse yourself, Freebo. Excuse yourself. We're going to have a record. That was Barney here taking a sip out of. Excuse yourself. I'm going to do a song I wrote back when I knew better. All you kids out there, take notes. There'll be a quiz later. Is that in the key of possibility? Yeah? Oh, it's one of them blues tunes. Don't matter anyway. Thank you. We know that is disappeared. Can we get a break or anything? You guys can all go in the kitchen out there and get some milk now. I'm looking forward to doing one of those milk commercials. I'd like to introduce a friend of mine, two friends of mine actually, that helped me out on this last record. Rosemary Butler is a fine bass player. She used to play with a group called Bertha. Now out on her own, she's going to sing some backup. And Jerry Jumonville plays with Dr. John, who arranged and plays some blippity blink blank blank horns on the record. I bleeped it for you, you guys. This is a tune by Dilbert and Glenn. Two guys who, of course, because they're so great, got dropped from their label. From Texas, I believe. Ain't gonna be your sugar mama no more. All right. Sugar mama no more. this is legal? This is a tune written by a Los Angeles songwriter who Lowell George first turned me on to. His name's Fred Tackett. And he co-arranged the horns on the record. This last one I did with Jerry. And this is one of his tunes. I hope he gets to doing his own record someday so you can hear it. This noise you hear down here is my feet stamping on an orange crate. Just so funky we can't... Too bad we couldn't mic it. Wait till you get up off the floor. Seattle will never be the same. This is me counting off. I'm not having an attack. Anytime you guys are ready, you know what I mean? Look out, boy, you're bound to change. You can't really stay the same. 'Cause if you keep on saying the same old lines, you're gonna look around, boy, and find yourself out of time. Watch out, girl, the words you say don't really fit the play. Somebody else you might talk to now knows what you say and what you mean. They don't help this time. You might say that you ain't got a hold on yourself. You might say that you only try your best. You might say that you only need a rest. You might say you can only fool yourself. Try to play that game, they're gonna knock you down and take your pride away. Yeah. See how bad you need to cry, but no matter how hard you try, it's the same old story once again. Always hide from the one who calls. Used to be in a band out of Philadelphia called Edison Electric. It did one notorious album on Atlantic. Two guys from Italy came out of it, and their names are Mark Jordan, who plays keyboard with Van Morrison, and Dave Mason, and plays with himself sometimes, and Rip Stock, who's in the market for anything you can get. They co-wrote this tune, and Freebo gave it to me. Thank you, Freebo. I've never said it publicly, but I really appreciate it. I'll walk out the front door with you. Alan, wake up. Come on. I can't make love. Thank you very much. I'm having more of a good time than I'm supposed to, I believe.